call the City of Franklin's Planning Commission to order. Mr. Fuchs, will you please take the roll?
Commissioner Knippel?
Here.
Commissioner Ritter?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Mayor Taylor?
Here.
Commissioner Bennett?
Here.
Alderman Schmidt?
Present.
Commissioner Fowler?
Excused. Please rise during the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda is approval of the minutes of Thursday, July 18th.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, I have it. Motion carries. Now turn to item 3, public hearings, business items. Item A, Franklin Public Schools. Mr. Deal.
There is a public hearing on this issue, and anybody who wishes to testify will have to be sworn in, and I believe the city engineer will take care of that. But I can give a brief introduction of the matter, and there are representatives of the school here as well. If you wish them to give a more in-depth introduction or to answer questions later. So again, it's the high school is proposing, is their construction for the expansion of the high school is currently underway. As part of that, they were also looking to increase the size of their parking lot, add some practice fields. Through those types of activities, they will have impact on protected natural resources. In particular, they're proposing to fill about 12,000 square feet of a wetland, and actually it's portions of three wetlands. One of the wetlands is adjacent to 51st Street. It's where there's a new entrance to an expanded portion of the parking lot's going to be. Another wetland is in the middle of the site where they propose to cross the wetland to get to where the new practice fields are going to be. And then a third wetland, the largest one, will be where a second practice field is proposed to go, and most of that wetland will be filled up. As well as the wetland itself, the adjacent buffers and setbacks will be supposed to be removed as well. They are proposing to do mitigation and restoration or enhancement. They are going to replace the wetlands that they're filling at the 1.5-to-1 ratio along the tributary to the Root River on the northwest corner of the site, so it'll be in the corner that's adjacent to 51st and Drexel. They are also proposing that it's reestablished buffers and setbacks along that new wetland and do restoration enhancement efforts along the creek. So that is going to be a broad summary of their proposal. Changes of that nature do require this natural resource special exception, public hearing, a recommendation from the Planning Commission, and final action by the Common Council. One other, the Environmental Commission did look at this matter, and they are recommending approval with a number of conditions which are included in the report, which staff is recommending to be forwarded to the Council as well.
Is the applicant in agreement with the recommendations?
I believe they are. Yes, we are.
Okay. All right. Anything further? You said the planning staff is recommending approval.
Yes, along same with as the
Environmental Commission. Okay. I'm going to open up. Excuse me. Item 3A, Franklin Public Schools. Yes.
Nick has a public hearing.
Okay. Mr. Fuchs.
Notice is hereby given that the Planning Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, August 8th, 2013 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter. The matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding the application from Franklin Public Schools for a special exception to natural resource feature provisions. The property located at 8222 South 51st Street, zoned I-1. Institutional District, FW Floodway District, and C1 Conservancy District. The requested special exception to natural resource feature provisions is for the purpose of allowing approximately 2,136 square feet of filling and grading of Wetland 1, approximately 10,011 square feet of filling and grading of the buffer Wetland 1, and approximately 7,042 square feet of filling grading of the setback Wetland 1 for construction of a walkway to access the east track and field bleachers, and for construction of the access drive to the Franklin High School football sports practice fields and stormwater pond improvements. A approximately 1,854 square feet of filling grading wetland 2, approximately 4,417 square feet of wetland buffer filling grading surrounding wetland 2, and approximately 4,195 square feet of wetland setback filling and grading surrounding wetland 2 to allow access to the new southwest parking lot, approximately 8,412 square feet of filling grading of wetland 4, approximately 28,315 square feet of wetland buffer filling grading surrounding wetland 4, and approximately 19,954 square feet of wetland setback filling grading surrounding wetland 4 for the construction of two practice.
All right, I'm going to open up item 3A regarding Franklin Public Schools for public hearing. And are there any persons wishing to speak? And if so, you would need to be sworn in and to testify. Are there any parties wishing to speak and or testify during this public hearing involving item 3A, Franklin Public Schools? Are there any individuals wishing to speak during the public hearing regarding Franklin Public Schools as read into the record by Mr. Fuchs a few moments ago? Seeing none, I'm going to close the public hearing. And Mr. Fuchs, what is your recommendation? You gave us a recommendation, but is there any further discussion? If not, I have a recommended motion to recommend approval of the Franklin High School Natural Resources Features Special Exception pursuant to the standards, findings, and decisions recommended by the Plan Commission and Common Council consideration of any Environmental Commission recommendation.
Move to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Under discussion, Mr. Haley.
Just a question. Maybe staff can give us an update on the current status of DNR and Corps of Engineering permitting review of wetland impacts.
Yes, the school has received both Army Corps and DNR approval of wetland 1 and wetland 2, I believe, the smaller wetlands. They have not requested the letter or approval from those agencies for that larger wetland. They have received the letter. So they have not requested.
Okay. Just a question on my part. How many of the plan commissioners have served on the Environmental Commission in years past? So we have four of the commissioners up here have been Environmental Commissioners. Okay. Just wondering. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, 5 ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. It's amazing. I was looking over at Fred realizing that he's been an environmental commissioner and Doug's been an environmental commissioner. I was an environmental commissioner. Okay, next item on the agenda, Mr. Deal.
This matter also has a public hearing. It's a special use. I'll give a brief introduction and make a brief public hearing notice. It's a preschool educational facility. It wishes to move from one location at the House of Prayer Lutheran Church to the Next Step Dance Studio. That type of use is allowed as a special use in the institutional zoning district, which both properties are. So that's the reason for the special use. They are not proposing any exterior changes. They're just proposing to move into an existing building. But because of the type of use, it's a special use. Staff is recommending approval, the only condition being the hours of operation as stated by the applicant. I could then mention as well that we did receive a letter from the Jubilee Christian Church, mm-hmm. Indicating concerns with the parking situation. Because Next Step Dance Studio shares parking or has a shared parking agreement with Jubilee. However, the Next Step Dance Studio requires more parking spaces than the preschool educational facility does. Pursuant to our standards, the preschool education facility would only need 6 parking spaces. And the Next Step Dance Studio currently has 20 on their own property. And they are not going to be at the same hours of operation Next Step Dance Studio or the preschool. So staff doesn't see an issue with parking. It's the Next Step Dance Studio that does need more parking, and that's what warranted that cross parking review. And so staff is recommending approval and there were no other exterior changes, but there is a public hearing on this matter.
Okay. Mr. Fuchs, read the public notice.
Notice is hereby given that the Planning Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, August 8th, 2013 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by Academy of Preschool Learning, Inc. for a special use under Standard Industrial Classification Title Number 8299, Schools and Educational Services, not elsewhere classified, to allow for a preschool educational facility use on property zoned I-1 Institutional District located at 3501 West Bryan Road.
I'm going to open up this item for public hearing. Are there any parties wishing to speak during the public hearing regarding the Academy of Preschool Learning? Are there any parties in attendance wishing to speak regarding the Academy of Preschool Learning? Are there any parties, individuals wishing to speak during the public hearing on the Academy of Preschool Learning? If not, I'm going to close the public hearing. And Mr. Deedle, I believe you said that the staff is recommending approval?
Correct. Just one condition being that the hours of operation as stated by the applicants.
Okay. And is the applicant in agreement?
Yes.
Okay. And for the record, could you please state your name and address?
I'm Nadine Balsas, and I live at 10360 South Jessica Drive in Oak Creek. And what else do you need?
For the record, you're in agreement with the...
Yes, our hours of operation are in the morning. We start at 9 and we end at 2:30, and she doesn't start until 4 o'clock. So our timing is working out really well. And if we had anything else going on, everything is working. We've talked to her many times, and it seems to be all in agreement.
Any questions or comments by the commissioners?
I assume most of your preschoolers will not be driving there.
Oh, gosh, no. Actually, what it is the teachers who will be parking their cars there. There's only two teachers at a time.
Two teachers?
That are there at a time. So there will probably be two cars, and parents just drop off the kids and
right.
In and out.
Is it like the only students that aren't driving to school?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we don't have to worry about parking.
Okay. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of special use for preschool educational facility use upon property located at 3501 West Bryan Road?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, 5 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Thank you very much. Okay, next item, Wyndham Homes, LLC, Mr. Deal.
This, I hate to say it, jinx anything, but this one seems pretty straightforward, and almost as straightforward as it can be. It's a two-lot CSM, it's a vacant parcel now. It used to have a building on it, it was removed a couple years ago. It's sized so that when split in half, as they're proposing here, both lots will meet and slightly exceed the minimum in the R6 zoning district, similar to the lots around it. So they got frontage, they got the lot size, similar lot sizes to the lots adjacent to them. There are, the buffer easement requirement along Ryan Road, they're providing that, the berm and the landscaping, just the same as the lots to either side. So it looks pretty straightforward, so that's recommending approval for the commission.
Mr. Bennett.
Just one thing, and they have no access to Highway 100, but we like to see X's across there with the legend, so it becomes very apparent when somebody looks at the map itself that there's no access. You have to read down to the fine print on the very bottom to know there's no vehicular access. So I'd recommend that they just add that legend to it and mark it on the map itself. No big change. I'm sure they wouldn't have any objection to that.
Do you know if they have any objection, Mr. Kim?
No problem.
I was going to ask you if the applicants look anywhere as near as nice as the two people sitting in the back row. Yes. Anything else? Now, is there a motion to recommend approval of resolution conditionally approving a two-lot certified survey map being a redivision of Lot 3 of certified survey map number 4918 being a part of the southeast one-quarter of the southwest one-quarter, Section 24, Township 5 North, Range 21 East, in the City of Franklin, Milwaukee County, Wisconsin?
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, five ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. Congratulations, thanks.
Thank you.
I got complete streets, connectivity committee, status reports.
They're meeting in the next room right now.
I just saw Alderman Wilhelm leave, so maybe they're still there. Do you want to see if anybody wants to?
Member Haley is there. The committee did adjourn right before.
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make the beginning part of the meeting, but we did have a discussion on the status of the Victory Creek Trail, and everybody seemed to be on the same page.
Oh, come on. Who are you trying to kid?
The revised alignment seemed to make sense to everybody now. We didn't have much time to debate it, but the alignment seems good, the strategy seems good, and it's really just a matter of taking it to the next level. Getting the application, there was a little bit of concern about the timing, keeping this all moving. I informed the committee that I was just made aware today that the DNR's new rules on permitting have gone into effect.
Okay.
So theoretically, the minimal impacts of the new alignment would allow for it being approved under a general permit. It's a 30-day process we need to go through with notice and such, but we won't have to get into a detailed plan. The alternate alignment basically allows us to step away from most of those problems to minimize impacts. I think generally we walked it nice. It gets everybody where they need to be. It's a high visible trail, great views all the way around, and minimal impacts. The only question will be is what it costs to build. We talked about a strategy to potentially do bid alternates for the segment going into the park. I suggest that maybe even segment to that, so we can get good prices, and there's some money left over. We have the opportunity to go ahead and get as much done as possible. But that's about all I can tell you about that trail.
Okay, I have a question for you. With the connectivity committee, have they taken up the item of the potential expansion of the Oakleaf bike trail?
Yes, we did have a very brief discussion on that, at which point I was able to give a very quick briefing on the thoughts, the discussions we're having about connecting the Oakley Trail off the parkway north up and through the Rock Sports Complex, potentially to 76th Street in Rawson. That seemed to be well received. It seems like a...
That was my second question.
I don't want to jinx it here. Everybody understood that, and I believe the consensus was is that the committee should try to work with the city and the county to try to help develop and make those connections sooner at both 76th Street and Lawson, so that whatever we do on the Rock Sports Complex and elsewise out there is able to connect to existing sidewalks in 76th. You know, Lawson, 76 would be a bit more of a challenge, but I think the group wanted to help focus on short-term ways to make those connections, so whatever we do with the Rock and the Oakley Trail makes sense in terms of connecting to the city and ultimately getting to Central Business District on 76 and Lawson.
Okay. I guess my first question was related more to the Oakley Bike Trail that ends at Ryan Road, and then the second half that goes down all the way to South County Line Road, and then it goes down to 27th Street. Been any discussion about that?
Not that I'm aware of. I will tell you that the county continues to look at that. I mean, our long-range planning shows that connection being made all the way through and into Oak Creek, coming from the east to the west. We currently terminate our trail at the east side of 13th Street, just south of Howell. And our plan is to somehow push west, get under I-43,
in through the down lower southeast part of Franklin, 27th Street, finds its way up to Bryan Road. It's a difficult task. A lot of natural resources. We do not have continuous ownership. The county doesn't. We have been given assurances by the DOT that they will accommodate us underneath I-43 if we can find a way to do it. One of the challenges we get in Oak Creek is bringing the next logical segment of the trail would be to cross the active elevated rail line at that point, and that's probably near impossible. It would require a tunnel through some very low wet areas or a large bridge to go over it and easements with the railroad. So we're looking at ways to potentially weave northward and then westward, working with Oak Creek and some potential developments there that might allow us to develop a trail through there and then be able to come back down. So obstacles are there. The county is looking at it. We've had ongoing discussions with some property owners, particularly in Franklin. The will is there. It's out there. It's a big, long stretch. A key piece of that would be whatever development plans Franklin has for those larger lands south of Oakley Road between 27, how we finesse a trail from basically I-43 up and through there to Ryan Road. We do have significant holdings in the river, but there's a pretty big gap to bridge from 27th Street.
Well, the reason I'm asking is I've been working on the budget, and I've been looking at potential use of accumulated park impact fees. So I think it's, I don't know if it's a unanimous vote, but it's pretty sure you're going to get a lot of people are going to agree that the Oakley Bike Trail in Franklin is really a great asset, and that if we can extend it, that might be something that I should include in the budget process. And I looked at the timetable for the use of impact fees today. And so that day that I've been talking about has arrived. So decisions need to be made, and I'm going to make some as I put the budget together very quickly. As you might know, I've had some conversations with former Milwaukee County Parks directors regarding potential purchase of 51st and Buttes, but I haven't got any definitive answers back on that. So, and I don't know that we've ever really talked about in earnest the extension of that second half of what we might feel, but and I also don't know if it's possible to use impact fees for that type of bike trail. I don't remember if we used impact fees for the first part of the Oakley bike trail.
The underlying land ownership may be an issue. I will add that, and this is probably timely, the engineer can probably help us here. Currently, the trail technically ends on the west side of the Root River Bridge on Ryan Road. We come down, there's a short segment that is going to be built with that new development off-road along 51st.
And that's moving ahead.
And the walk, if you will, that's on the north side of Ryan between 51st and the river is actually Oakley Trail. DOT built that for us, and it gets us across the bridge. The challenge we have is then how to cross Ryan Road. It was originally envisioned that that might be a ramped horn and underpass. I think knowing the area, it's not much clearance under the bridge, it's pretty wet. We may need to look at a way to do an at-grade crossing there. And if I'm not mistaken, that's the start point for the DOT's new Highway 100 project. Ryan Road was widened and basically chokes down right there, so that would be the start point. So maybe the city, the county, and DOT should be talking about how to accommodate a crossing there, because absent that, it'll be very difficult to get a safe crossing to the south.
Well, I guess I'm using this opportunity to communicate some things and get it out there that what I'm thinking about doing. Also, if you haven't had discussions about that with the Connectivity Committee, I would appreciate some, and such other bodies that may have some influence on that. And then the staff also is to maybe investigate whether park impact fees can be used for that purpose and if it's part of the core plan or not. And then maybe start to look at determining what would be the potential cost for acquisition of properties, et cetera, bridge crossings. Because, I mean, we're talking about connectivity. If we go from Whitnall Park all the way to South County Line Road, we're literally building the backbone of the network, and everything can connect to that, and all the schools, et cetera. So, and that would be something that would, instead of maybe benefiting a certain segment of the city, we benefit all of the residents instantaneously. We already know that the people literally love the Oakley bike trail. I do. So, and the other message I'm trying to send is, in the core plan, I think there's, as far as connectivity is concerned, there's a request for some sort of community park or community parks. So if we don't get answers back from Milwaukee County, we're going to have to proceed. And I've been saying this for a long time, and now it's here. So,
That Forest View subdivision now, they're actively working on the infrastructure, and that will extend the bike trail. Missing piece of the bike trail down the Lion Road. They will be building that section. Right. And it'll be an off-road bike trail.
That'll be great. But again, we need to get across Ryan. If we can't figure out a way to do it at the river, or we'd be forced to use the first street signal or something. And I guess to that end, if Nick could put an item on the agenda for the Connectivity Committee for September 5th meeting, I can come prepared with our preliminary plans on that.
Hang it under the bridge.
Well, you can. There's not a lot of clearance, and it's wet. You get into some wetland impacts, and there's a sewer through there now. And
the sewer is pretty deep.
That was originally the plan. We need to revisit that. And
that would sure be the best.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we need 8.5 feet clear underneath it. And there's embankments under the bridge or to be steep. We'd have to look at cutting in a terrace there. But it's a great thing to talk with DOT about as they fire up their design.
And they really are active. I just got a call today on it. A person coming in, going to set up an appointment in the first part of September to talk about some of the things that they need to do, right-of-way acquisition and whatever. I'll bring that up to them, too, at the time, about the possibility of it. Now, they're actually starting really at on the west side of the river, because the bridge is built now.
Right.
The bridge is built for ultimate. So we will be starting on the west side, and we probably want to cross on the east side.
The trail only goes to the west side. It's paved across the bridge.
Yeah.
So,
but we wouldn't want to go across. Why?
We need to look at where we're going south.
Right? I guess I got to go down there. I don't know where they're talking about.
Westbound and Ryan Road, where it comes down from four lanes to two. That's right after the bridge.
Okay.
And the ideal would be if we could bring that trail under the bridge so people don't have to cross.
And continue southbound on the west side of the Blue River, kind of through the old airport site.
I think that's the key part. You want to go in south because you don't want to go across. If you're going to go south, west of the river, you need to go across the river.
Someplace.
But I'm absolutely certain I was told, and I can't remember the gentleman's name now, but somebody who's with the county and been involved, having worked on bypass, that when the crossing was done, when Ryan Road was reconstructed, that yes, there was, just as there is for Ross Avenue, there was a path put through, bike path, I mean. So I was a little surprised to hear that that's not the case.
Well, we need to verify that.
I don't think they were going to put the bike path. They were going to accommodate
right.
Bike path.
So they paved to the west side, and then the thought would be there'd be a Rams Horn extension that goes under. Sure. But it's something we need to look at. As I've looked at it many times driving through there, it's not a lot of clearance.
Well, is it rumor true that they're going to take down the Holm Bridge? Just wondering maybe if that would be available for us. There's been some discussion about that. Okay, getting back to being serious now. I would like to see if staff can contact Matt King at the Hunger Task Force to try and set up a meeting with members of whoever the connectivity committee members want to select, maybe no more than three or four, whatever. The heads of the Croatian development over there, maybe a representative from the House of Correction. And, well, you'd have to have somebody from the parks, because I think the Hunger Task Force is actually under the lease agreements for the parks now. Someone from the Little League, Franklin Little League, about trying to connect with the Oakleaf Bike Trail that comes out by the sports complex, and then potentially hooking up with the trails that are on the Hunger Task Force property that have been developed into parklands, and seeing how those might be able to be connected to the Croatian facility and then run down to the Little League. And that's almost all that's county property except the Croatian fields, which I believe are all privately owned. But just to let you know, I have had some recent meetings with some of the representatives from the Croatian Society. So I think there might be some potential there. We have lots and lots and lots of kids and adults playing soccer and baseball. And who knows, you might have a farmer's market that may spring up someplace. And, events over at the county sports complex. So. And... I think Matt, I've talked to Matt in the past about just having some discussions. Like I said, I just talked to the heads of the Croatian Society. And, I'm sure the Little League wouldn't mind being able to be connected with a path so that they don't have to encounter 76th Street as much as possible. And again, I'm putting the budget together. So, and don't let it, maybe if we can try and put it together soon, sooner the better. I think there's some real potential for synergy here, some things that could never be done in the past. Like, there might be open doors to do a whole bunch of stuff. Okay.
Good idea.
It's yours, isn't it?
No, I will mention it to the director.
And I'm meeting with, that's another reason I've been invited to meet with the parks director. The new parks director is coming out here to meet with me, so it'd be nice to have some discussions.
Okay,
nice guy. Yeah, there's a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries.